Level 4 Listening Test. This test has 10 questions.
Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Dover Castle. I'm your guide. My name's Eric Porterhouse, and I'm going to show you around the castle and tell you some of its fascinating history. I've been working at the castle since I was 17, so I know everything about it. If you want to ask me a question at any time, just raise your hand. It was the Saxons who first built a castle on this spot, but after the Battle of Hastings in October 1066, William the Conqueror burnt the castle to the ground. But then he paid for the castle to be rebuilt, which was very decent of him, wasn't it? Then in the reign of Henry II, a man called Maurice the Engineer made the castle even bigger and stronger. It was just as well he did, because in 1216 the castle was attacked by the French. And later, in 1642, it was a refuge for the king's men in the Civil War. But it was during the Napoleonic Wars that most changes took place. The British Army created a series of tunnels 15 metres below the ground, and they were used to store equipment and to accommodate up to 2,000 soldiers. The tunnels lay empty for over a century, until a new use was found for them in 1939, at the beginning of World War II. When they were used as a military command centre, and also as an underground hospital. In 1941, they even installed a military telephone exchange. The tunnels were going to be used as a nuclear shelter in 1965, but the plan was abandoned. Nowadays, Dover Castle and the tunnels are owned by an organisation called English Heritage, and lots of tourists, like yourselves, come here all year round. Dover Castle is popular with filmmakers too. In recent years it has appeared in a film of Hamlet, a TV programme called Most Haunted, and even in an episode of Doctor Who. Now, if you'll all follow me, we'll start our tour of the castle.
Now listen again.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Dover Castle. I'm your guide. My name's Eric Porterhouse, and I'm going to show you round the castle and tell you some of its fascinating history. I've been working at the castle since I was 17, so I know everything about it. If you want to ask me a question at any time, just raise your hand. It was the Saxons who first built a castle on this spot. But after the Battle of Hastings in October 1066, William the Conqueror burnt the castle to the ground. But then he paid for the castle to be rebuilt, which was very decent of him, wasn't it? Then in the reign of Henry II, a man called Maurice the Engineer made the castle even bigger and stronger. It was just as well he did, because in 1216 the castle was attacked by the French. And later, in 1642, it was a refuge for the king's men in the Civil War. But it was during the Napoleonic Wars that most changes took place. The British Army created a series of tunnels 15 metres below the ground, and they were used to store equipment and to accommodate up to 2,000 soldiers. The tunnels lay empty for over a century, until a new use was found for them in 1939, at the beginning of World War II, when they were used as a military command centre, and also as an underground hospital. In 1941, they even installed a military telephone exchange. The tunnels were going to be used as a nuclear shelter in 1965, but the plan was abandoned. Nowadays, Dover Castle and the tunnels are owned by an organisation called English Heritage, and lots of tourists, like yourselves, come here all year round. Dover Castle is popular with filmmakers too. In recent years, it has appeared in a film of Hamlet, a TV programme called Most Haunted, and even in an episode of Doctor Who. Now, if you'll all follow me, we'll start our tour of the castle.